During a grim press conference, El Paso Mayor DeMargo reminded people behind the record numbers are family members.
A mother, a father, grandmothers, grandfathers, brothers, sisters, and children. A member of a family, our family.
As COVID-19 spreads through the city, contact tracing is critical to fighting the virus. Contact tracers quickly get in touch with people who test positive and then follow up with those they've been in contact with to try to prevent them from infecting others. It's a huge workload, says El Paso Fire Chief Mario DiAgostino.
So, yes, at these number of positive cases a day, it is a difficult task. So we're looking at expanding and what we can do.
There are currently 270 contact tracers in El Paso. He says that's enough to get the job done, but the city's own data tells a different story. In recent weeks, the number of people notified within 48 hours that they were exposed to someone with COVID plummeted from 88% to 43%. The decline in contact tracing comes as more people rush to get tested.
It's a multifactorial storm that has come together to create this terrible sort of community spread or epidemic that we have.
Dr. Ogachika Alozi is an infectious disease expert and chief medical officer at Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso.
We can't get test results back fast enough. We can't notify people fast enough. Not enough of the people are responding to contact tracing, and we don't have that sort of precision around where exactly the cases are coming from to target it.
El Paso County Commissioner David Stout says he's concerned there's a breakdown in the contact tracing process. He saw problems firsthand when his own assistant tested positive.
3 weeks at least since he tested positive, and he never got a call from the health department to interview him about, you know, where he had been and who he might have been in contact with.
That 24-year-old had symptoms but is now back at work. County Commissioner Stout says he then heard from more than two dozen other El Pasoans who tested positive and never got a call from a contact tracer. He adds that contact tracing is key for lifting emergency orders for businesses now forced to operate with reduced hours and half capacity.
You know, if we're opening up the economy without doing contact tracing, it's really dangerous, in my opinion, because we don't know where the virus is and where it's going.
The city says it will hire 30 more contact tracers. It's also started sending contact tracers to people's homes when they don't answer the phone. As El Paso copes with the worst COVID-19 wave so far, health authorities are urging residents to stay home and only go out for essential reasons. For KTEP, I'm Angela Cocherga.